This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And we'll start in Syria, where rebel forces are battling with the government for control of the economic hub of Aleppo. It's being called a must-win area for the Assad regime if that regime is to maintain control of the country. Now, at crucial moments like this in the Libyan conflict, there was assistance for the rebels from the U.S. and NATO in both money and materials. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looks now at how a similar intervention in Syria might price out.
The highest cost scenario might be called the Iraq option. Ken Pollack of the Saban Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution says that's the U.S. going in more or less alone to crush Assad.
200,000 to 300,000 American troops, and would probably cost, at least in its first years, $200 to $300 billion.
The Libya option costs a fraction of that, but a U.S.-European air campaign might not work given Syria's military strength. And with the euro in crisis, there's little appetite for expensive military adventures. Plus, Pollack says, Syria lacks one thing Libya and Iraq both have: oil.
Syria may be a humanitarian tragedy, but it doesn't engage American vital interests, in large part because it is not connected to the oil.
The Gulf states do see Syria as vital, so they may ramp up funding of the rebellion. Pollack says they bankrolled the first Gulf War, saving U.S. taxpayers a lot of money. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.